With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. It was a bit of a mixed bag for those who were in the cattle industry in 2019. Mike Zazzolo is president of Global Commodity Analytics and says the livestock industry didn't really have all that great a year.
No, it wasn't. I mean, given the packer break-evens being in the hundreds of dollars for a lot of the time for cattle, and given the cash prices of hogs struggling to get above $50 live prices, and seeing that African swine fever was decimating half of the world's hog production or hog herd, I would say 2019 was a very big disappointment to the cattle and hog industry.
And he says the second half of 2019... well, that was especially difficult.
Not with just the trade issues, but also the major fire in Holcomb, Kansas at the Cargill plant really shot the cattle prices down sharply below break evens, and they did not recover for several weeks. This is where 2020, if we're going to create a demand-driven low in the grain markets, since the trade frictions are giving way to more normalized trade, I would look for the protein markets to find their support and their buying and the short covering by funds first, and that we have a protein market that leads the grain market higher in 2020.
And he says retail prices at the grocery store only made matters worse. I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, head to aginfo.net.